Joyce, can you talk a little bit about how you think through the situation, the patient with a node-negative tumor, and whether or not to utilize trastuzumab, as in these situations, particularly this one lady who has a 0.8 centimeter tumor?
It's the Vices test by ratio, 4.2 compared to the centromere. Is that right? Yeah. So it's a real FISH positive. We don't have good data sets to tell us how effective hormonal therapy alone, for example, tamoxifen in this premenopausal woman would be. I don't feel comfortable using our overview analysis where all comers, we can show a 40% or 50% reduction in relapse risk with tamoxifen, for example. I don't know what those data are in HER2-positive breast cancer. So I think it would be less. I think HER2-driven breast cancer is hormonally less sensitive. Same with chemotherapy. I don't know a good data set that I can tell the woman your benefits from chemotherapy are X with HER2-driven breast cancer. So I, generally speaking, multiply the risk by 1.5 in my head. So if a 8 millimeter grade 2 cancer, taking the HER2 out of the equation, has about a 10% risk of systemic relapse, I usually multiply that by 1.5 relative risk in my head. And so I'm starting at about 15% risk of relapse as far as I can possibly estimate it. And then I just really don't know exactly what hormonal therapy and chemotherapy alone will get this patient. So I tend to look at the data and say that there's not a lot of difference between an 8 millimeter cancer and a 10 millimeter cancer that were allowed, for example, on the BCIRG trial or in the HERA trial. So then I try to use the inhibitors that are driving the cancer and then try to minimize the risk.